VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Ukraine's parliament approved President Petro Poroshenko's call to impose martial law in parts of Ukraine on Monday after Russia seized three Ukrainian ships and their crews in the Black Sea. Reuters correspondent Francesca Lanog reports.
Martial law is introduced in order to strengthen Ukraine's defense capabilities amid increasing aggression and, according to international law, a cold act of aggression by the Russian Federation. Martial law does not mean our refusal to resolve the issue of liberating Ukrainian territory by political and diplomatic means. We intend to keep adhering to all international obligations.
Sunday's incident happened off the coast of Russia-annexed Crimea. Russia says the two artillery vessels and a tugboat had entered its territorial waters illegally and ignored warnings to stop with the aim of stirring up tensions. But Ukraine denies its ships had done anything wrong.
At an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, condemned Russia. She told the council she had spoken with both President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and said her statement reflects concerns at the highest levels of the U.S. government.
We strongly support Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity within its internationally recognized borders, extending to its territorial waters. We express our deep concern over the incident, which represent a dangerous escalation and violation of international law. We look forward to discussing Russia's provocation under the appropriate agenda item.
The U.S. space agency NASA says its latest Mars probe has successfully touched down on the planet with a unique mission to explore Mars' interior. This is VOA News. The British Prime Minister Theresa May has announced Parliament will hold a vote on December 11th to approve or reject the Brexit deal she negotiated with the European Union. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Prime Minister Theresa May has made a blunt appeal to lawmakers to back her divorce deal with the EU. It isn't perfect, she says, but it's all there is. And the alternative is a leap into the unknown. In essence, she urged Parliament, let's agree and move on for the sake of the voters. But scores of lawmakers from both the opposition and May's governing Conservative Party have vowed to oppose it. Rejection would plunge Britain into a political crisis just weeks before it's due to leave the EU on March 29.
The United States has closed its embassy in the Democratic Republic of Congo because of what it says is credible and specific information about a terror threat. The embassy in Kinshasa will remain closed at least through Tuesday, and all American citizens in the DRC are being strongly encouraged to keep a low profile. The Congolese government is accusing the U.S. of creating needless fear and uncertainty by closing the embassy. It also says the U.S. and others who have, quote, no control over the electoral process are trying to distract voters ahead of the December 23rd presidential election. A man accused of driving into a crowd of counter-protesters at a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia last year and killing a woman plans to argue in court that he was acting in self-defense. Jury selection in the trial of 21-year-old James Fields began on Monday. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Unite the Right rally by white nationalists in Charlottesville, Virginia last year exploded in chaos with racist chants, smoke bombs, and brawling in the streets. It all culminated with a car racing into a crowd of counter-protesters, killing 32-year-old Heather Heyer and injuring dozens of others. James Alex Fields Jr. of Ohio is accused of being the man behind the wheel. He is facing a first-degree murder charge for Heyer's death.
General Motors, the largest U.S. car company, announced on Monday it's slashing 15% of its workforce. It's restructuring and trying to adapt to 21st century technology. As many as 15,000 blue-collar workers and executives are to lose their jobs. Seven plants may be closed. One in Detroit, Michigan, another in Baltimore, Maryland, a third in Lordstown, Ohio, and a fourth near Warren, Michigan. One will also close near Toronto in Canada, and there are two unnamed plants outside North America that will also be closed. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.